I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council on November 16th, 2023. And note for the voice record that our entire city council is here, that our city administrator and city attorney are here, as well as two members of the public. Do I hear a motion regarding the agenda as it has been presented?
Do we need to do the public hearing?
Yes, I guess we need to do that before we go on into the agenda. Excuse me. Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak to us about the proposed 2024 budget? Hearing none, is there anyone who would like to speak to us regarding the 2024 comprehensive plan update? We have with us tonight Kristen Allen, who is a representative who's helped us from the Atlanta Regional Commission, and she is prepared to provide an update on the comprehensive plan. Do you want to begin, Kristen?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's been a pleasure working with Berkeley Lake on the comprehensive plan update. My name is Kristen Allen. I'm with the Atlanta Regional Commission, and I'll be going through a summary of slides to talk about what we learned from this process of updating the comprehensive plan and what the final recommendations for the community work plan are for Berkeley Lake. So I'll start off with just reviewing why we plan. So the comprehensive plan is updated every 5 years. It's a requirement from the state, from the Department of Community Affairs. But we want to plan to prepare for the future, to provide for public health, safety, and welfare, to build community, to minimize weaknesses and enhance strengths, to accommodate present needs and anticipate change. As I said, this is per the DCA, the Department of Community Affairs rules. The comprehensive plan for each city and county is required to be updated every 5 years, and there are certain elements that are required. There's needs and opportunities for the community, an evaluation of the broadband, a land use evaluation, a report of accomplishments that provides the status for projects that have been accomplished over the past 5 years, and a new community work program, which includes projects for the next 5 years. So elements that are required for every city and county are a vision and goals, needs and opportunities, the community work program, and the broadband. And the green ones below are required for some communities. And the ones that are starred, you will see in the Berkeley Lake plan, which is land use, transportation, and housing. And just as a note, this is a summary that I'm going through, but the full plan is on the Berkeley Lake website. And this is a draft plan that's on the website. So the ARC's, the Atlanta Regional Commission's scope, covers more than just the basic requirements. We'd like to try to incorporate feedback wherever appropriate, not just in the required areas. This is a draft plan right now, and in kind of the final stages of the process, we will take public input from tonight's council meeting to incorporate into a final plan document. That is submitted to the Department of Community Affairs, and they post it on their website for additional public comment period, and then they approve it at the end. And then the final plan will be adopted by City Council on February 15th, 2024. So this project, if you look at the timeline, started back in May with a site visit, the first public hearing, the first steering committee meeting. Then in June and July, and through the last part of August, we had a public input survey posted online where members of the community were able to go onto the survey and provide feedback for the comprehensive plan update. There was also an in-person chance for public input. The public meeting was held in August. Followed by that was the second steering committee meeting where we took the public input and compiled it into the plan elements. And the Atlanta Regional Commission then finalized the plan. And now in November, we are at the final stages of the comprehensive plan update for tonight's work session and the public hearing number 2, which is the pre-transmittal hearing with the local adoption in February. The takeaways overall is the 2019 comprehensive plan structure was largely unchanged. There was additional community input added. The land use map was modified slightly to reflect current conditions, and there was a new broadband map. The community goals were updated based on input from outreach events and from the steering committee meetings. And there was public input, as I mentioned, the public survey from June 1st through August 31st and the public meeting, which was held on August 26th. First, I'll go through the responses from the survey that was online. There were 178 participants, and those participants gave us 2,735 responses and 366 comments. Berkeley Lake, the respondents of the survey rated the quality of life very high in Berkeley Lake. 74% rated it a 5 out of 5, and then 20% a 4 out of 5. Survey respondents overwhelmingly described Berkeley Lake as a hidden gem, a special place with fun-loving, caring, and civic-minded people and a tight-knit community. Opportunities and assets that respondents identified in Berkeley Lake was Lake Berkeley, the bonds of the residents, the community and city events, the city staff, the green space and recreation, the Chattahoochee River, community gardens, the playground, and the communication that comes from the city to out to the community. Needs and primary challenges identified were planning for development of the commercial area to incorporate trees, sidewalks, and amenities, and we'll go over the commercial area a little bit more and a little bit more in depth. Safety for pedestrians overall, especially on Lakeshore, added sidewalks, pedestrian access citywide, green space preservation and access, lake and river access, and protecting Lake Berkeley, specifically issues around drainage, silt, and septic, the unity of neighborhoods, and aging in place policies and housing options for seniors. We looked at some specific questions around the commercial and industrial area around Peachtree Industrial Boulevard to get feedback from the community. So when we asked what type of redevelopment projects people would like to see in the Berkeley Lake Commercial and Industrial District, 59% said recreation or recreation space. That could be private recreation, such as Topgolf or public recreation. 19% said mixed use, which is housing and commercial. And 9% said housing options, and 7% said commercial, and then 6% said other. We tried to delve a little more deeply into the commercial and industrial area to identify when people were talking about mixed use or housing, what they were thinking. And the one that rose to the top was senior housing, where 45% of respondents indicated that more senior housing is needed. Transportation responses. Overall, traffic safety was seen as adequate, but there was a need identified in bicycle and pedestrian safety, and as well as public transportation. We had a map where people could put pins exactly on where they felt that there could be areas of safety concern for pedestrians or cyclists, so that's included in the plan as well and in this presentation. And then next we'll move on to the public meeting responses. So the public meeting was held here at City Hall on August 26th, and people were able to put sticky notes and write on the different boards with their comments and feedback, and then they also placed dots on some of the maps so we could get some feedback on different issues. So the greatest strengths identified were the citizens, the staff, diversity, and leadership. The greatest weakness was the lack of bike lanes and sidewalks on Lakeshore, pedestrian safety around Lakeshore and Berkeley Lake Road, and the need for additional staff support within the city. Biggest opportunities were pickleball, there's discussion around the sewer system or sewer system transition, sidewalks, recreation, addressing speeding, and some people requested more discussion around power line burial. Greatest threats were in the environmental threat to the lake and wooded area, pedestrian safety, running stop signs, and traffic. So we had several maps up in the room so we could gauge people's, similar to the survey, where people felt like there was a need for, or possible areas for pedestrian or dangerous intersections. And so on that map on the right, and the green dots indicate areas that people felt were unsafe bike or pedestrian areas or needed more bike or pedestrian infrastructure. And then the red were dangerous roadways or intersections. We also got feedback from the participants of a public meeting around what they thought might fit in that commercial and industrial area around Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. So we had photos up to see if people wanted to select any of the photos or if there's a desire to see different, you know, types of uses there. And the photos that we had were commercial. We had a mixed-use photo. an industrial photo, a mixed commercial and industrial photo, a hotel, and an office to kind of get people's feedback on what uses they would want to see there. And the most dots were on the mixed use, and then there were a couple of different notes on commercial indicating people wanted to see more types of recreation and possibly a brewery or a community space. We delved a little bit further on the next page into what, if people were re-envisioning that Peachtree Industrial Corridor and they did talk about housing, what kind of housing they wanted to see there. So if you look at that map, the blue dots are for senior housing and the yellow dots are for townhomes. And those were the two types that people indicated that they would feel comfortable seeing in the Peachtree Industrial Boulevard industrial and industrial area. Another subject that has come up in the past that we felt it was important to kind of get temperature on from the community were accessory dwelling units or granny flats. And there was a poster that was made that says, tell us about the needs of homeowners in Berkeley Lake to add or modify their homes to accommodate an accessory dwelling unit. Place a dot next to any type that you feel should be allowed. And so the most dots were around an ADU garage conversions where someone might have a garage but add a room on top that could be for a family member or maybe to rent out. Another one, the next two that were had the most dots were a detached or standalone ADU or an attic conversion, and then the least indicated was a basement conversion. So key areas of change to the plan. The community goals for the 2019, there were four community goals, and these were updated for 2024. So I'll read these goals, but these were the goals that are still in draft form and can tweak with comments. But these are the goals between the community input and the steering committee that we ended up with for the plan. So the Berkeley Lake will deliver quality services to residents and businesses in cooperation with neighboring governments and facilitate an understanding about which agencies are responsible for which services. To promote and increase recreational opportunities and continued conservation of green space, guided by an ethos of environmental stewardship and intergovernmental coordination between the City of Berkeley Lake and Gwinnett County. To provide opportunities for residents to age in place through intentional development of codes and standards. To continue to foster a strong sense of community through events and volunteer opportunities. To monitor and improve traffic safety and multimodal connectivity in partnership with Gwinnett County. And to ensure the future development or redevelopment of the commercial and industrial area of Berkeley Lake reflects the character and quality of the community through zoning code modification. On the next slide, you'll see an updated broadband map showing that the City of Berkeley Lake is considered served by broadband. The land use map is still relevant and largely unchanged. There were a few parcels that were refined to ensure alignment with the proper use. The report of accomplishments was updated with the items that were completed from the last plan. And the community work program had any projects that, from the report of accomplishments that were still underway moved into the community work program. And there were new items also added to the 2024 to 2028 community work programs. This is a 5-year timeline for these projects. And so the community work program for 2024 to 2028 includes 8 items. Number 1, to continue studying options for accommodating accessory housing units in residential areas. Number 2, to consider creation of a redevelopment plan for the South Berkeley Lake Road commercial area. Number 3, to renovate the City Hall playground. Number 4, to investigate costs to bury power lines. Number 5, zoning ordinance rewrite or unified development ordinance creation. Number 6, update the 2014 pedestrian study. Number 7, intergovernmental coordination with Gwinnett County for development of pickleball courts. And number 8, evaluate website for redesign and updates to provide directory of services and corresponding responsible agency. So the next step in the plan, we are at the final stages where we're taking kind of our final round of feedback. So after tonight's session, any feedback from the community or from the council can be incorporated into that final plan. There is a letter that needs to be signed by the mayor and sent to me over the ARC, and we will take that letter and the plan and submit it to DCA. DCA will review and approve the plan, and then there is a local adoption that will require the creation of an ordinance for adoption, and that will take place on February 15th, 2024. Once that is all completed, the DCA will send the qualified local government status letter. Thank you very much again. It's been a pleasure working with you. And do you have any questions?
Thank you for all your hard work. You've been very patient with us, and we appreciate that. Do any of our council members have any questions? I know you've studied this quite a lot. Do any of our citizens have any questions or comments? Okay, you'll need to come forward and give your name and address.
Michael LaFred.
My question is on the zoning ordinance rewrite and unified development ordinance creation. Does that imply that there's going to be some rezoning community-wide or just the commercial areas?
We're talking about reviewing all of our ordinances in order to update them and refine them.
Yeah, so it's, I don't, at this point in time, we're really just, it's
just a thought.
It's the very beginning.
Okay.
And really, it's primarily about the code itself and the rules and regulations around it. I don't know that it's going to have any actual rezoning of property involved, if that makes sense. In other words, all the zoning districts will be looked at, analyzed, and then if there are changes to the existing standards, those would be implemented. But it is, in a lot of ways, it is meant to focus, I'm not going to say exclusively, but the commercial areas are certainly an area that is a concern.
Okay. As you get further down the path, would that be public?
Oh, yes.
Hearings on what the proposed changes are?
Yeah, so any change that we make will require public hearings, and it will have both a planning and zoning public hearing and a mayor and council public hearing.
Okay.
Is there anything specific you're concerned with?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything specific you're concerned with?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, sir, for the comment. Anybody else?
Well, if there are no further questions, thank you very much. And Ms. Thurgill and I will be in touch about the letter and any changes to the final plan.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Kristen. All righty. The rest of our agenda, do I hear a motion regarding that, please, as it's been presented?
I move to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rodney moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The consent agenda as presented includes the minutes from our last meeting on October 29th, the financial statements from September 2023 unaudited, a resolution certifying the election results. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Scott moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Lee, would you talk to us please about the 2024 budget?
Yes, ma'am. O-23-249 is the proposed budget for 2024. This measure, as presented, anticipates no increase in the real property tax millage rate for 2024 over the rollback rate for 2023. The measure is presented for second read consideration tonight.
Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I make a motion to place O-23-249, an ordinance to establish the budget for the year 2024, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date and for other purposes on second read.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, Bob moves and Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Under new business, Lee, would you talk to us please about the proposed amendment on the Code of Ordinances?
Yes, ma'am. O-23-250 is a proposed amendment to Chapter 14, Section 20, which is our buildings and building regulations chapter, and specifically the section dealing with the state minimum standards that we've adopted. The specific amendment is to the minimum state plumbing code and is required by the Metropolitan North Georgia Water Planning District. The Metro Water District provided the changes in a redline document along with a model findings resolution. In August, the council adopted the findings resolution, which directed staff to send the proposed amendment to the Department of Community Affairs for review and comment. The Department of Community Affairs confirmed receipt of the State Plumbing Code Amendment incorporating the water efficiency standards and had no objection. The standards are required to be adopted by January 1 of 2024, and they are presented here tonight for first read consideration.
Do I hear a motion to that effect?
Yes, Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to place O-23-250, an ordinance to amend section 14-20, our standards adopted, to adopt regulations pertaining to water efficiency standards prepared by the Metropolitan North Georgia Water Planning District as an amendment to the Georgia State Minimum Plumbing Code to repeal conflicting ordinances to provide for an effective date and for other purposes on first read.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Chip moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Do we have any more public comments? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
And I second that motion.
Rebecca moves and Scott seconds. All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We are adjourned.